Well, congratulations on this new CD. Was it sort of a no-brainer to do this? And how did the idea come up to have Lullabies for Mila?
Well, this CD is actually a compilation of the, I think, 8 CDs that I've done with Signum over the past few years, and then, looking back, I was trying to find common threads among the different CDs. I mean, they're very different from, from Russian repertoire to forehand repertoire, Bach, Brahms, and Beethoven, and so on and so forth. And after Mila, our baby daughter, was born, and I just noticed how she was, well, I guess she had no choice, but she was attracted to music in such a beautiful way, and the effect that music had on her and on us after she was born, which was a little bit of a surprise. I thought, well, I wonder if it's possible to curate a CD of tracks that I've recorded, and then I recorded an extra bonus track after that. But in a way that, even though we go through different periods of music, you can listen to it seamlessly. And so I put my thinking cap on, and it was a lot of fun actually doing it, because I went back to listen to things that I haven't listened to for many, many years.
I know there's probably 2 a.m. feedings when things were early on and whatnot, but were there other surprises, other changes for your life becoming a father?
Well, many. I mean, and also the way our life just naturally changed, and how priorities shifted. And that, you always worry that, of course, the babies becomes top priority, and then you worry that everything else comes second. But you're a little bit worried of what happens when it becomes second, and whether, music will suffer, or we won't have enough time to dedicate to the instrument, and so on and so forth. And actually realized that by shifting priorities, things became a little bit easier. So when we had time at the piano, we were much more focused, even though we were tired or on stage. We would really have our own space for about, 2 hours that a concert lasts, and I really enjoyed that, and kind of not worry about all the many different things that we used to worry about. They were not so important.
I know friends like Josh Bell and Wendy Warner have become parents. Have you had conversations with friends? Is it sort of a
Oh,
bonding
yes,
thing
absolutely. I mean,
now
it's a
to say, like,
generational thing. Yeah.
that's got to be fun to sort of share? I know I've seen fun pictures too on tour, like meeting Wuhan. I mean, not every baby gets to, see sort of musical royalty, and I know she's been in a lot of fun pictures. That's got to be cool to be able to include her on tour.
Yeah. And I mean, and you were talking about Wendy and Josh, and it's exactly two of the people who were really pretty close to us, and we were talking about how children affected. I mean, I've watched Josh with his 3 children now. How that affected his crazy hectic life too, and just how actually, no matter how difficult it can be, it makes everything so much better. I mean, it seems a little bit cliche thing to say, but it's just so true, and nobody can prepare you for that. We had the luxury to be able to travel with Mila. I mean, she's been to I think 14 countries now and 17 states, and more than once each. So she's very, very well traveled, and she travels really well. And when she was younger, she would just be in a stroller in the concert hall, awake, and listen to the whole concert. She was born in May, and I remember that summer she came to all the festivals with us and patiently listened to everything. Then later, as she became more vocal, it would, she had to be backstage. And now again, at 20, almost 22 months, she's actually coming back to the concert hall, but it's much more becoming much more discerning audience. She can tell composers apart. I mean, it's quite frightening in many ways, and she calls out, Schubert or Schumann, or it's really a lot of fun. And she goes up to the piano, plays a little bit, and bows, and really enjoys that part of it.
I was going to ask, are there any musical toys or anything she's taken a liking to?
Yeah, I mean, she's all of them. I mean, piano, of course, but also she loves violin, and again, she can tell them apart. She can tell what, she knows. She has a little repertoire of pieces that she knows, and it's a quite amazing thing to watch.
Yeah, it's got to be neat. I mean, being a musician now in the 21st century, it's changed so much with social media, with recording. Just the idea of recording at South Bank these days is radically different than it was, 20 years ago, more or less, than when the Great Orchestra started in London. Is it a joy to sort of be able to mix personal life and your sort of musical recording life together?
To me, it is. I mean, I understand people that want to keep that part separate, but music, I've always seen music as not a part of my life, but as my life itself. So everything that I have in my personal life comes into the music and the other way around. So I never had any boundaries between the two. And somehow I'm hoping that
Alessio,
as Mila grows up, she won't hate the idea of having a CD dedicated to her, and I hope she'll think it's sweet. But to me, it was a very natural thing to do.
so it's nice to have sort of a best of, which is cool. But what are you thinking about for the future? Is there a wish list of things to record?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had a wish list. Of things to record, and then luckily with Signum and my this wonderful team that I've been working with for many years now, they've always said yes to every suggestion. Then sometimes I get sidetracked, and there are other things that gets in the way, and other things that I love to record that kind of bump one off the list. But I'm still going through the wish list right now. I have Maybe I'm considering two or three different options for a next CD, and I have yet to decide what to do. I mean, then ideally I would pair that with whatever I'm playing on tour, and if it's a recital program or a concerti, and so there are many factors involved. But I still have to make up my mind. But I will have to do that soon. Thank you for reminding me. Actually,
Sure. Well, it's funny.
I owe them a little email.
Well, we'll look forward to all of them. We're just been tickled with Brahms and Rachmaninoff, all the Mozart and whatnot. I was curious, now with Lucy and Mila, are there ideas of rep that have come through? Do you guys have sort of traditional kids songs and all the sort of Baby Einstein stuff that comes through? Or is it sort of fun to think about Schumann Kinderszenen, or the Mozart Twinkle Twinkle variations?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to do the obvious thing, and that's why Lullaby for Mila is actually very serious music. But again, curated in a way that you can listen from beginning to end. And if baby feels like falling asleep or the parents falling asleep, I won't get insulted this time. But I mean, the wonderful thing about classical music, it's so universally appealing to so many in so many different layers. I see that with videos that Mila starting watching. We going back to to Disney's silly symphonies from the 30s, and that stuff I grew up watching, and it's so beautifully done. And how every time she watches, she finds new things. And even us as parents, like, there's so many layers when something is done so well. And classical music is just really perfect example for that. You can listen to the same piece so many different times and find new things. And so that's the idea, and that's how I decided to kind of take pieces that I had already recorded and see them under a different light. In a way, like, if you listen to this disc separately from whatever original discs the tracks came from, it's a completely different experience, and I find that fascinating. Now she's she's so absorbed, our daughter is so absorbed with classical music, because there's no way to avoid it. She travels with us, she hears us practicing, and she recognizes music and different pieces, and I hope that continues. That's
How did you decide to add a new track and go into the studio and add an additional?
Actually, it was at the last minute. I was in the studio to record my Russian album, the Mussorgsky Scriabin, and Lucille was also there. Emila was there. Lucille was recording her Poulenc album, which will come out in a few months. It has some tracks with me as well, the two piano concerto in the original version without orchestra, and the sonata for four hands and other tracks. So we worked on that project together in the same week, and Mila was there. And it was the first time we were with Mila, and we had to find a local sitter to be with her. So it was very stressful, but then everything worked out so well. And I really think it's because she was surrounded by music and so much. So that at that moment, I thought, you know, I have to do something different. I can't just take all tracks. And there's this beautiful piece of Grieg from the lyrical pieces, the Nocturne in C major, which is one of the first pieces I played in public. I was 8 years old, and I always had such a special, I won my first competition with it, and I always have such fond memories of this piece, and I thought it would be the perfect choice. And I discussed it with my producer at that time, and during a break I recorded it.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm glad I asked. Well, it is a lovely album. I guess I'd end saying, you know, this is something I think incredibly personal and so lovely to share, but I think it's beautiful that it's really for children of all ages. I think it's nice that you've said it's not just for, you know, babies, but it's for the parents too.
Yes, I mean, that's all because, I mean, it's nothing I've done, but I think it's the music that appeals to every generation. I mean, it's for parents, for children, and for anybody else really who wants to just be carried away with an unusual program and curated in an unusual way. I mean, it's not a normal thing in classical music to order tracks in a way that you can listen to them seamlessly and changing, you know, styles going back to Bach, and you would think they would never gel together, but somehow I think we've achieved a way that to kind of create a flow, a little bit like in a novel or in a movie. So not separate pieces, but somehow you can really get carried away.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You have a beautiful family, and this is a lot of great music making, and we're very tickled that you put this together.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Don. Wonderful talking to you, as always.